recording of the November 30th, 2022 Audit and Finance Committee meeting to convene at 4 o'clock p.m. in the Chugach boardroom.
Up and they may be a few minutes late. So with that, I will open the meeting by calling it to order. And roll call. We have in the room, as part of the committee, Director Chastain, Director Kaysen, and myself. We also have Director Wiggin and Director Whitney on video. So thank you for joining. And Sandra, would you like to pick up the rest of our team that's in the audience and
sure.
on the video?
All right, so here in the room, we have Arthur Miller. We also have Curtis Sims, Karen Griffin, Andrew White, Andrew Laughlin, Todd McCarty, Bart Armfield, Ron Becerra, Mike Miller, Eugene Ori, Jesse Anderson, Jean Cormuller, Sherry Hires, and then online we have Nathan Golab, Julie Haskett, Mike Brody, Arden Kazan, myself. And that is it. That hasn't been mentioned.
All right, thank you, Sandra. So tonight we have a fairly full agenda. We've got our usual number of reports from the management team, and we also, one of the big items on the agenda tonight is OCM. Is our review of the budget for next year, which is the primary purpose of this meeting tonight. So with that, can I get a motion for approval of the agenda?
Move to approve.
Second.
Any discussion or changes to the agenda tonight? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
The motion carries. We will move to approval of the minutes. I trust everyone has reviewed them, and if so, can I get a motion?
Move to approve the minutes from the August 24th Audit and Finance Committee meeting.
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
And the motion carries. Do we have any persons to be heard tonight? See anyone in the audience? And it appears we do not. They had a perfect opportunity and they passed it up. It's their loss. Okay, so there's no new business tonight, and we will move to CEO reports and correspondence. And Arthur?
Sure. I'll just go over this at a high level, very high level, and then if you need any specifics, we can jump into it. Under item A is our third quarter 2022, the capital tracking report. I don't think there's anything there that really jumps out. That warrants additional discussion, but if you guys have any questions, we can certainly address that.
Okay. Any questions on the capital tracking report? Hearing none. I do want to say that I like the way these reports are presented now. Obviously, we've had numerous times to get used to the format, so it makes it easier to review them. And I appreciate the effort that goes into putting them together. So With that, we'll move on to the operating budget status report for the third quarter.
And for the third quarter, there is no budget revisions. The last budget revision was in the second quarter of 2022, where we moved $393,000 from A&G to power production expense, but no changes in third quarter to report on. And I believe we reported on that last quarter on that change. Okay. And in item number C is the contract status report. I think that one thing that jumps out in this report is on page 2 under PRA. We had a budgeted amount of 700. This is a yes.
Isn't this confidential?
Okay,
I'm sorry.
I will leave it at that.
Director, I think it's confidential.
Okay. Thank you. I will leave it at that. We can talk about that if necessary in the executive session.
All right, thank you. Okay, any questions on the contract status report? All right. Moving right along, we will go to new business, the third quarter financial information and variance report. And Karen, are you going to do the presentation on this?
And then in executive session, we do have preliminary numbers for October to present as well.
Great, thank you. Go ahead.
So year-to-date results through third quarter. Again, this is high level, and there's a lot more detail regarding this information contained in the variance report, as well as the third quarter report that will be covered in executive session. So sales are continuing to trend on budget. We are still seeing lower residential and commercial revenue being offset by higher, larger commercial sales. So even though it looks like everything's performing as expected, there is a little bit of variation. Seward is trending above budget at $45.7 million, approximately 6% higher. So statement of operations, revenue is still continuing to trend overall about 3% above budget. We're still seeing continued savings in the expense categories with the result of $1 million in margins compared to a budget of negative $3.8 million, with the resulting in an MFI over I and tier of 1.03. It's just a representation of the expenses by financial category, by percent. And then the balance sheet. So overall, we saw a decline of about 1.5%. And most of that was attributed to, I'm going to highlight the significant differences. So $15 million was net utility, a decrease in net utility plant, and that was primarily due to depreciation and amortization being higher than construction cost. We also had a decline in our BRU-related investment funds, the value. That's going to be under special funds, $8.5 million decrease. And then we also have the change in cash and restricted cash, and most of that is related to the RRR fund, about $9 million. On the liability side, Our largest change there is our long-term debt payments of about $36 million. Resulting in an equity ratio of 15.21. The statement of cash flow. So again, there's more detail on this in the third quarter report that'll be presented in executive session. So we ended with cash on hand of $21 million, down from $33.7 million year over year. And again, primarily that's due to our debt service payments. Any questions?
Any questions? Hearing none, you want to cover the variance report quickly?
Okay.
Thank you. Actually, Karen, before you move into that, I do have a question for you. Let's see. Actually, I will hold off till you do the variance report.
Okay.
Welcome, Director Morris.
Thank you.
Do you still want to go through this report? It's going to contain most of the same information we just covered.
Is there anything in the report that you would like to point out to us? Anything significant? I do have one question for you then. On page, let me see, on page four, the comparative statement of operations current to prior year. Do you have that in front of you?
Mm-hmm.
We are showing margins of 1 million compared to 2.755 million last year.
Mm-hmm.
And when I see that, I guess the question is, what's the difference?
The difference is last year we had an adjustment to depreciation.
And is that the bulk of the difference?
It is.
Okay.
If you look at the depreciation and amortization line, well, I guess you can't see it from here, but that was what it was. We had a significant adjustment. I believe it was in August of 2021.
Okay.
It was almost $1 million, the adjustment. So if you took the $1 million adjustment out, you'd be, your variance would be 1.7 compared to 1. So.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Any other questions on the variance report? Looks like there are none. Thank you, Karen. Okay. With that, I think we... Unless there are any other questions, I think we are ready to go into executive session. So, can I get a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I would move that pursuant to Alaska Statute 1025-175-C1, the Audit and Finance Committee go into executive session to discuss and receive reports regarding financial matters, the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect on the finances of the cooperative.
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
And motion carries. We are in executive session. And Sandra, let me know when you're ready.
We're good to go.
Excellent. Very quick. Close the file.
Yes,
yep. Okay. If we are ready, we will take up a new business. Pre-approval for the FY 2022 audit services for KPMG.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that the Audit and Finance Committee recommend the Board of Directors approve the retention of KPMG for audit services for fiscal year 2022 in accordance with the estimated fees outlined in KPMG's audit plan and strategy for the year ending December 31st, 2022, as presented in executive session and consistent with the estimated fees in KPMG's contract due to expire April 15th, 2023.
Second.
We have a motion and a second by Director Chastain. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. We have a second motion regarding recommendation of approval from the committee to the board on the 2023 operating and capital budget. And is there a motion?
I move that the Audit and Finance Committee recommend the Board of Directors approve the 2023 operating and capital budget, which is expected to produce margins of 8.4 million, MFI over I ratio of 1.20, tier ratio of 1.22, and equity to total capitalization ratio of 16.3%. These results are based on a total cost of service of 347.4 million, total revenue of 355 million, non-operating margins of 0.8 million, and a capital expenditure cash requirement of 154.5 million.
Second.
Did I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Director Morse. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. And thank you, all members of the team that put in months and months of work to pull this together. I'm not sure we can appreciate how much time and effort went into this, but the presentation was excellent and appreciate all that hard work. So with that, let's move to director comments, and I will go around the room here. Director Chastain, would you like to lead off?
Sure. I'm just going to say that I echo everything that you just said. Thanks to the staff for the enormous amount of work to put together a great budget, a great package of information for us, and that makes our job much easier to understand and go through and approve a budget for the year that's, a large budget with lots of capital work, and I just really appreciate the detail and the effort to put that package forward. So thank you, everyone. Good meeting.
Thank you. Director Kaysen?
Well, of course, I echo all that. I can't look at columns of numbers for more than a couple hours without them starting to merge and wave at each other. And my hat's off to the group for being able to not only collate those numbers, but to actually flog them around and whip them into shape as you go through the process. So the old thing of garbage in, garbage out has the corollary of good work in produces actual results that you can stand by and be proud of. And so I'm real proud to be part of an organization that has those kind of results. Thank you.
Thank you. Director Morse?
Sure. I will once again start board comments by calling out the
plants because I did so last time, and this time more showed up and there are lights. So thanks for continuing to think about the place where we work and the atmosphere that we're in, because I think it does matter. It's nice to see some holiday decorations in this room. So thanks for that. This is one of my favorite meetings, I confess, because I feel like it is really an important responsibility for the board to look at the budget, to be familiar with what we're doing, to know what we're doing and see that expressed in the financials and in the reports we receive. And I think the staff always does such a great job of making the material clear and easy to understand. And I noticed that we had people who were presenting to us on this important meeting for the first time in the whole crew, in the whole lineup. And I wanna tell you guys, you did a great job. It's so great to see strength throughout the organization and to hear from more than just our CFO when it comes to our budget and our new COO and all the things that are happening here. It's so great to have this meeting with the staff. I wanna thank the chair because I think we had a moment where we almost dipped into the weeds and he pulled us out. And so thanks to the chair for getting us out on time and keeping that going. Gosh, I feel like I have one more thing. Nope, that was it. So lovely meeting, my favorite. Thank you, it didn't disappoint. Happy to be here and yay.
Thank you, Director Cooper.
All right, well, I wanna echo first all the comments, including those about the plants. And as far as like, yes, the information was thorough and well presented and it all helped in, you know, in making a decision, moving the budget forward to the full board. But for me, what, in addition to today's meeting, the meetings leading up to today were important background and detail information about, you know, big parts of this capital project were presented to us, to where we could really dive in and understand the need and the justification for those. That kind of helped me, you know, with this decision. So thank you for that.
Great, thank you. Director Whitney.
There we go. Thanks, I appreciated the chance to listen in on the committee meeting, even though I'm not a member of this committee. I know we have a lot of meetings in a short amount of time this month, and I appreciate the efforts of those directors who are making all of the meetings, who have made them and will be making them. I, even though I'm not a member of this committee, I think it's important and am happy to be a part of this process and these discussions, and I'm looking forward to all the rest of our meetings this month. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Arthur?
I really appreciate everyone's hard efforts in putting everything together. I think everything went really well. And also, I think I speak on behalf of the entire management team. We really appreciate the board's feedback because that allows us to do continual improvement on what we're doing. And our goal is to make sure that you have enough information and the right information and present it in the right way. And getting that feedback is really informative, and that helps tremendously in that regard. I'll leave it at that. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. And I won't repeat, but I agree with all the comments around the table. And I would like to say, Andrew, I don't take it personally that someone thinks that you got into the weeds.
I think everyone here appreciates not hearing that much detail all night long.
Yeah. I know how important each one of those projects is to you. And it's important to us too. But I think that you understand what level we want to look at those. So thank you for accommodating that. And, you know, I want to thank the rest of the team that sets through these meetings. And, you know, I know it takes some patience to do that. And I'm very happy that you're here in case questions come up. Because, you know, we like to get the answers here when we can, and we appreciate your time and effort. And again, as I said, all the hard work that went in, the presentations, the slide decks were excellent. And I think having gone through several budget cycles here, I think this has been the best and easiest one that we've done. So well done to the whole team, Arthur.
Yeah. And I just want to thank the team. So Curtis had finished the budget, and then we got the RCA decision, and so he was tasked with reworking the budget. So while he was doing that, Jesse put that whole third quarter report together on her own. So I just want to congratulate both Curtis and Jesse for the hard work that they did to make this great. And listening to someone other than me is always good.
Yeah. Well done. All right. Thank you. With that, I think we will adjourn this meeting. Do I have a motion?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you all.